the journals were written and brought forth were for ones like you. I'm not interested in the UFO group sitting down there in San Diego trying to decide whether I'm real or not, or Whitley Strieber's visions, you know, were. They were produced right out of the underground, not far from right here. And if you cannot come into the understanding that that has taken place, then you are not well enough educated. And that becomes your responsibility. That's why it's all written down. Not to go make $10 billion off of selling books. I said that from the beginning. This seems to be what was not understood. The Word of God is not going to be your resource. It does need to at least pay for itself, because man can only seem to appreciate that which he works for.
I have another question regarding nuclear subs off the coast. Could, if there's just a few minutes for all the coastal cities, is there enough time for evacuation, liftoff, or however you may say it, of those along the coastal cities, of those that are you feel on your team, crew, and so forth?
Time is in the perception. I worry about my crew. You'll be where you need to be at a given time if you pay attention. You'll know when it's time to not be there. If you are perceiving, is there time from the time that a nuclear sub would launch missiles? No, there's not. And it will not, you know, regardless of what I want. No. In a way, that's what I'm talking about. This is part of the depopulation plans. On the other hand, when you are concerned about nuclear subs off the coast, it becomes almost insignificant compared to what will happen when the coast goes. Now, I'll say this for Tracy, because there is plenty of evidence on your place of what these plates are doing underneath you, whether they are man-triggered or nature just finally spins itself away. The lower part of California is going to break away. This is why I don't get too concerned about ones in the family, for instance, in San Diego. San Diego is going to drift out there and head north. Now, you may have to swim a while. But when that kind of massive upheaval comes, this place will be an island anyway. What about all of those people along the coast in Los Angeles, San Francisco? They will go according to their pre-flight training. If they have more service to do for God, they will be brought into safety. My team, because of my promise to them, let us take Dorma. My promise to her, but she has to be mature enough to understand exactly what I'm saying. We don't snatch bodies. But on that day of such upheaval, I've got to have my people. And if she is going to be worthless to everybody because of her ones over on that coast, and oh God, what is happening? It will immobilize you by total fear. So in those times, and I'm not going to write this out and spell it out for you as you come into your knowing, you will know, accept, and understand this and release it. There are ones there, they need to begin to make their choices. It is not so imminent that they don't have to make them today. They may have to make them by day after tomorrow. But at some point, you've got to do this anyway. What are you going to be when you grow up? And if you wait until you've grown up and died and never decided, then what are we talking about anyway? So at some point, you're going to have to come into the recognition, oh my goodness, this may be true, and I'm getting a warning. I better really begin to consider. But in exchange for you ones who serve in those times, I'll bring your people into safety. If they are kicking, screaming, cursing every inch of the way, unless you understand they have the right to make their choices and you have the responsibility to release them. But because I know the emotional makeup of the human character will not allow that to be happening that day. So my agreement is, I will take them all. I'm going to take the children anyway. I don't care what you think about it. Now, I cannot put an age limit on that, because there is the recognition, which means maturity in the choosing. All the children, the little children, will be taken into security. Does that mean that all will be taken in physical form? No. And you're going to have to leave that to God. All of your people will be taken aboard into what I will now classify to you as physical safety. Then other decisions will be made after the moment, because we are working in the constraints of your time perception. Doesn't matter what mine is. It only matters at that moment what yours is and what you perceive must be done. And this is the experience. And just like yesterday, it too will become the memory. Now, what are you going to do with energies you brought aboard? And the memory is that they have not grown enough to be anywhere. Now what are you going to do? You are going to have grown enough to realize they can have other placement, plenty of places. I mean, literally just, they won't even know what hit them. They'll just be experiencing at the same level of growth somewhere. You're not locked to this place because of the inability to have other places. You're locked to this place because you have no perception of being anywhere else. There are myriads, as many as God needs out there, places to put already experiencing individuals in their physical form.
That was another part of the question. I don't mean to keep anyone over, and I want to thank you for your
response. Everyone is enjoying this. Anyone who needs to go certainly may.
Well, the other part of this question, as it was in the letter, was this, just so the others would know, a thought of mine was take up those that say aren't say ticket holders or doing the evil and place them on other placements, because my personal opinion is that surely other people, most people, even those that are absolutely ignorant and blind and deaf and dumb, even by choice, and even loving every minute of it, surely are pliable enough to eventually have at least some sight that there's more to reality and perception than they believe, and that they can learn truth and learn to love truth, and you know they can change, let's say. So just take up those that are good, who are soul beings, and you know then surely when we see that all of the glories that host and so forth have to offer, they surely would change their mind. And then find them by the placements and let those instructors down here, you know, have everything and destroy each other eventually, and then come back here after they're all done.
Well, your perception is very nearly what happens. The only thing wrong with your perception is you think that has to be done in a human physical way.
Yeah, that's
there are no souls lost. There are zero souls lost. When we talk about a mass evacuation, it may appear to you that many ones are being lost. There will be no souled beings. No souls will be lost. None. Zero.
Or fragmented.
I can't promise no fragmentation. That depends on what happens on Earth. But no soul will be lost. And when you're talking about get them off, let them go ahead and explode the world or whatever, you must know. And if you haven't known this before, I'm going to repeat it. Over two-thirds of the population of your planet are soulless beings. That should ease your mind considerably. When you consider that, you know, only a third of what you see out here is in question at this point. And those are things you're going to have to leave to God. Every soul is attached. Every soul is numbered. Every soul has nothing to worry about. It will be placed somewhere else. There was already the period of time where ones could make that evacuation. There are very few floating energies. And when I say floating, I mean earthbound energies. Some, yes. But of the godly souled energy forms out there in the astral plane, we've already evacuated almost all of them. And we can get the rest to move them out of that danger area if you explode your atmosphere. Because never again will it be allowed even the perception of the destruction of, say, Moldek. You move your finger, that motion travels throughout the universe. A planet in destruction, especially from a life energy form that explodes it or causes this intense disintegration of the mass as perceived, leaves a great void. That will not happen in this instance. If it comes right to the deadline and you are going to explode this planet, we can evacuate all soul beings within 15 minutes of your counting. And we'll do so. And that's why there is such confusion with Commander Ashtar's command and my business. You have brothers from all of your universe that is within traveling knowingness here to help you. Because the only thing going anywhere anyway is that soul energy. you need a place to park it. And if you can make it in the physical form, you will continue your journey, and all soul beings will be placed at the level of their progression in family units. It's prepared, it's ready, it's waiting. And this is what God will not allow, and that is the dispersion of soul energy on such a massive scale.
You're saying that that in that case, that the soul energy will be taken up, those that transition will be taken in place?
Oh, always those making transition. I'm talking about there will be many ones lifted off in human form that will make that journey.
I don't mean to burden you with so many questions, but I have a lot of them.
How are you going to get the answers if you don't burden me?
Because it just brought me up a point. If there's 2/3 that are sold, close to 6 billion.
Did you use the mic? Okay.
If there are 2/3 that are soulless beings, there would say 6 billion. That means what? 4 billion that are soulless? And I'm sure that a lot of them are around, and you know, around and about that we see. How is one to know? Or we just don't, we shouldn't, we don't have to. Doesn't matter, don't worry about it. Doesn't matter, but it just brings me curious.
Yes, you have to worry about it. I wish that I could just say, don't worry about it. And technically speaking, or casually speaking, don't worry about it. You can see that you are dealing at a level of outgrown soul, God soulness, in the hierarchy of these manipulators that would be the anti-God, if you will. And these ones are bound to earth. They're not going to go anywhere anyway. You know, they are, this is their domain. This is their kingdom, this physical world. You have to bother about them because you do not know who they are. And if you lose your compassion and you say, oh, well, get rid of that one anyway, just blow him away. We don't need him anymore. He's not a soul being anyway. What has that done to your soul? You have placed judgment and death on another being that you do not know whether he lives or dies. So the importance of this is never to make that judgment. Now, in defending yourself, if that one comes against you and is going to take your life or the life of your soul being next to you, you not only have the right, you have an obligation to defend self. And interestingly enough, by the time we get to having to make some of those choices, you ones will know how to defend yourself without touching a gun. You may not be able to do that today, but the gun will become your death knell if you rely on it for your security. And so will thinking that I can just handle myself according to spike training. You are going to have to take your power of control over those energies. They are lesser energies, and I'm telling you, 95% of all of them in your realm as they come against you will fit this category. And the ones who will actually confront you will go away when you produce God. Because all of those who would kill you are living in that perception that that is all right behavior, and that is not all right behavior. And therefore, you can know from this moment forward, you still, no matter what it appears to you to be, you still have more power than your enemy. As long as you call upon God in righteousness, if you are no better than they, but now I don't want them to hurt me, you're in bad trouble. But you can grow into that knowingness that they cannot touch you. All you have to do is your energy form pronouncing, you will get thee from me.
Commander, where did all of this 2/3 of our population soulless come from?
Part of them are replicas, part of them are simply cloned creations of test tubes. Most of them are birthed. They have just grown away from their soul. Their soul has departed. That soul is already gone. It's already in security. It has left this mechanism.
What would have been the occasion for that?
Because of
any occasion.
Because of a choice. Free will choice, I don't want to be here.
Being caught in a situation where you are birthed into a situation where already you have ones with no intent toward God at all. They birth another and another and another. And so down through the eons of time, you have produced soulless beings.
So are you saying by birth, by the chain of...
Procreation.
Procreation.
Yes.
Or are you saying by... a being who had a soul, let's say in a child abuse home, for example, and doesn't see any other way and decides he wants to leave, but the body stays and the soul goes.
Well, that sometimes happens, but soul goes.
Please turn the tape over now. Thank you.